they should then be the Chayelet to try and speak to him. So we said the first one was that it has to be that the Rav trusts him implicitly, that the Rav, we're giving the example of telling a Rav. It could be anybody. It could be a parent, could be a brother, could be a best friend, it could be an employer. The person who is the influencer, if you like, that's a very modern word, I think, influencer. Yeah, the person who's an influencer, he should... So the first thing is that he has to be somebody... I have to be close enough to him that he trusts me absolutely, that what I'm telling is absolute truth. The second one we said was that you have to be absolutely sure that the person did Navera. If he didn't give tzedakah, there might be 1,000 reasons why he didn't give tzedakah. If he's eating a Big Mac, he knows it's Osa. There's come up nobody who thinks that McDonald's has a Hechsher in London. Yeah? Then the next die was that you're not allowed to embellish the story or say any comments or make any personal remarks about his character or about his family, etc. To say, yes, I know he does that because his father used to do it as well, or whatever it is. You're not allowed to say anything else. You're just allowed to tell the story exactly as it happens, that I saw him eating a Big Mac in McDonald's and he was enjoying it. The fourth condition we said was that the person who's telling the Rav has to have seen it himself. It's not. I can't tell the Rav to speak to him because my friend saw him in McDonald's, and my friend told me, and I was mekabel lashon hara, and now I'm going to tell the Rav so that the Rav speaks to him. If I saw him myself, that was Friday's tonight. If I saw him myself, then I'm allowed to tell. Final one today is the Chofetz Chaim says, just in a practical manner, he says, if you're telling somebody who's close, especially if you're telling a parent to speak to the child, people are protective. The parent is going to defend the child. The parent's not going to want to admit that his child's doing wrong. A Rav who's got a close Talmud, and somebody comes to him and says, your Talmud's doing some terrible thing, yeah, he's going to be protective, and therefore, he might not be mekabel the Lashon Hara. If he's not going to be mekabel the Lashon Hara, then I'm not allowed to tell it to him. If he's not going to speak to the person, he's not going to do something about it, then I'm not allowed to speak to him lachatchila. So that's the fifth condition, says the Chofetz Chaim. Just bear in mind, especially with parents, or especially with close family, they're going to be protective of their relative, and therefore they might not be mekabel. If they're not going to be mekabel from you, the story, then you shouldn't tell it in the first place. There's the five conditions. We move on tomorrow.
Hello. He needs to find a sefer.
Which sefer?
The one that's safer.
I'm supposed to divine which sefer.
I can't go to Sunan. He needs to sit.
And oh, really?
So he has to speak a bit in Yiddish. Is that okay?
We'll manage. Okay, maybe he should sit up there. I'm serious.
Okay.
Yeah, because we can see him then.
Yeah.
Just put the chair up there.
Yeah.
If he needs to sit, you can even put another chair on top of it. I'm serious.
So you do that part.
Serious, we can stack a couple of chairs.
Finish the
couple. Put it here as well. Put it here as well. Down here,
it's the
same thing.
You think it's the same thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Be the best. No problem. You've got the stender on.
Back down here.
The cloth on the table. Sitting. Stender is the lotion of standing, no? So you can't, otherwise he needs a zitza. Fine.
Yankee.
Yeah.
Start your day at the Terraway, Northwest London, Sunday, 30th of Kislev, 26th November, Rav Yaakov Leifer Shliter in Yonah de Yoma. This week's Torah is sponsored by family David Levy, Lechoyot Simchas, and Hanesun of Shimon Levy, Nerayoa, and Penny Feingold, Sechichye. Castle will take place for Simchot Mazatov today. Yerazon, Shimon Bias, Nehemon, Bishra, the Shem, the Shiloh, also the Skos Hashmuim, Rachelim, the Lilchamon, Yachsul, Votem, the Shalom, Bim Heiro.
Amen. Amen.
It's for me an unbelievable zechis to be here today. It's a gewaltige, gewaltige Sach. Also, als me, and also because my father, the tzaddik levruche, the Pittsburgh Rebbe from Ashdod, was also here, I don't think in this besmedrash, but in this organization, came also to talk a couple times, I think in Manchester, about the same. The same organization from Derech HaTorah. So for me, that's a gewaltige schiss. Uvalti al mukoim shirbitzi Torah avoisai. No, just like there is efshar shuvalti al mukoim shispalali avoisai, like Yankov Vini said. So here's a pchinif from efshar shuvalti al mukoim shirbitzi boi Torah avoisai. So I'm very, very happy to come and also to speak in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam from Besiyata Dishmai, Hashem Sfusai Tiftoch, to say the right words. We hold now in Sefer Bereishis, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chofei Omad Aleph. The Gemara says that Lefi one Tane, Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer HaYushor. Why does it call Sefer HaYushor? That is because Gantz Chumash Bereishis teaches a person how to be Yushor, how to be
straight.
Not to be vain bikshi cheshbonos rabim in all many ways, how to be, you know, more smart and more oibachuchem and more smart than everybody. The Torah teaches us the ganze parshiyos, what we're going to see in Melchus Sem B'Siyata Dishmaye. We're going to see that the ganze chumash teaches us a ganze tzad, the missing from yushal, to be yushal. That's a gewaltige, gewaltige sach. The first thing, there is a mordik in the kude. We see in Parshas Toldos, we see the Rashi starts off. It says, "Eile Toldos Yitzchok ben Avruam." Rashi says, "Yaakov ve'Esav or Amurim beParshe." So everybody is asking on Rashi what Rashi wanted to say. "Eile Toldos Yitzchok ben Avruam, Yaakov ve'Esav or Amurim beParshe." And also in Noach, also the same thing. "Eile Toldos Noach, Noach Shem ve'Yufes Amurim beParshe." What does it mean? Well, what did Rashi wanted to say? This everybody knows that every word in Rashi, the Chidu brings down that he fought before that he wanted to write. So he fought himself seven days. Every word, every I'll call tag v'tag in Rashi. That's not time that Rashi write p'sa dibir p'sati azep p'sa givisem mashmuis. It says, "B'shem the Rebbe Shlis in the Chayvel says a givaldige givaldige vote." It says like this. It says, "But al derech avoyde, not poshut pshat. Poshut pshat the kliyukor is talking you bariches. But al derech avoyde the kliyukor says a mordike vote. Says a person. What's the thing? What's the zach? What's the thing that brings that the Rebbe to make happy all the oilemis? What's the thing that makes besimche?" Pamali Shemalye, which Zach? If you're gonna, what makes Liev Kivyuchl? What makes Liev Kivyuchl the Pamali Shemalye? Which Zach? If you Toire avoid the Gemilis Chasudim, which Indian, which avoid makes happy all the Oile Meselyonim? That means Eile Toldois Yitzchok, which thing brings a Givaldige Yitzchok, brings a Simche in all the Oile Mes. Which so gewisse mitzvah, so gewisse point from a mitzvah or so no. Eile Toldos Yitzchok. You know what's the answer? The answer is, or Rashi says, the answer is Yaakov ve'Esav amirim beparshim. And there is a Yaakov, and there is a Esav, and there is a connect, there is a melchume, there is a obviously no
battle. Hmm? A battle.
There is a melchume, that's for sure I know to say.
A melchume, a war.
There is a war, oh. There is a war, there is a Yaakov, there is a Isov, that's the biggest nachas rir, that's the biggest simche. Pshat is, everyone in his nekude. Somebody's in Torah, somebody's in Avoide, somebody in Emune. Everybody in his level, in his nekude, in his place, as this Yaakov Isov, that's a melchume midis that we see next week, no, the flesh of war. Last week's parsha, we see parsha's vayaitze, we see in parsha's toldos, we see a gantz inside, we see every time, we see how Yaakov in Esav is a word with this. To Moshiach Tol is going to be Vuli Moshim Baal Tzio, and Nishpot is a Raiso. So you see that it's a milchume, that it's a limud for each one, for each person. Tol is going to be the birir. That's Yaakov and Esav. Of Yaakov Vini that stays in the forum that Luvon goes on the in not good ashkufes. Luvon is teaching a person bikish Luvon laakur is a koil. That means that it goes on the inif in a mine. Luvon said to Yaakov Vini, Abunim Bunai, Abunis Bnoisa, you didn't do nothing, there is no Ribonish Lam, everything is mine. That's the inif in the side from the Trufim. The Trufim is Merames of the Inif in the Ashkofe. That Luvon brings in a person the Krumkeiten. The Krumkeiten in the Ashkofe should not be as if we see that. That's the Inif in Luvon. And then comes the ice of this Alitaini Numin Udom, Udom Azeh that goes on the Inif from the Tavis and the not good things. In everything Yaakov Vini gives us a Derech. Like it says in the Medrash, Tzayik Voishlem is a derech. Yaakov Vini teaches a person how to function, how to be strong, and to be minatzeach, to give in. Also against Lavan, and also against the Hesov. The Ashkofes should not be not good Ashkofes. That's Lavan, and the same thing also Hesov. So that's a givaldige chizik, the one nekuda first that we need to take out from the parshis from the Ovos HaKadoshim that it teaches us every year again and again how a person should be Yaakov Esav should know a ganzen tzad that it's a melchome, that's the biggest nachas riach. It says from the Berditche Veruv in the Sefer Kedishas Levi, it says in parshis Noach Amoridike Dibel, it says like this, it says there is a pasuk Vayorach Hashem Esrayach Anichoyach. That's what it says by Noach, if to the marble. And the same thing, there is Vayorach is Bgodov, and Parshas told us. So the Targum, the Gemara, in Sanhedrin, Lamed Zayin, and Medalev says, also the Medrash, Vayorach Bgodov, Al Dikri Bgodov, Ele Boikdov. So the Gdishas Leivi brings down a Murdike, Givaldike Volt, it gets a Givaldike Chizik, says like this, from Vayorach is Bgodov, from all the Boikdim, from all the nisyonis that a person has, that's why Yuruch Esrayach HaNichoyach. That's why Yuruch Hashem Esrayach HaNichoyach. The biggest nachas riach what a person could do for the Rebbeinu Shloilov is from what? Is from Yuruch Esbgudov. Davka from the boikdim, from the nisyon that he has, from a shver zman, in a person zech misgabel, that's a givaldige chizik. It says, B'shem from Rebbe Rebbeinu from Shishre, it says this week, that Rivki went to Iisk, ותאמר אם קין לא מוזהו נויכי, ותאילך לדרוש את השם. שרשי says, what it means, ותאילך לדרוש את השם, מה תהיה בסויפו? לכוי, what it means, מה תהיה בסויפו? The sof is going to be that it's going to get born, it's going to be a mazal tov, and that's it. What's the question that she needs to go? He is, ותאילך לדרוש את השם, she needs to ask to go to the besmedrash from Shem בן נויח, and he, what's the big question here? So he said, the רבינים from Shishre says, I'm more than givot, in כל שמחה. Says, I know that there is your Yaakov, I know that there is your Yaakov, I know that there is your Isov, I know that it's not. But I want to know the equal tachlis from a person is Mati Besoifo. Who's gonna give in? Who's gonna win? That there is a war, there is a melchome, that's no question. Like this goes with Seder, like this a person steiks. Like this is oile misale, that's the way. That the person should be oil misale, that there is a milchomen again, by Yuviki Shimo, Yadalo is a shachar. But I want to know, Mati Besoy, who's going to give in the mice? Because who give in the mice? The end is the Menatzayach. He's the wind. That's the pshat mati b'soifos. That's what Shem Benach said. No, so iloim iloim yemotz v'rav yavo itzuir yet. That's a milchomet midis. With Yaakov and Esav, Tul is going to be the tikkun ha'shulaim. Tul is going to come to the, like we said, v'olim moshim ba'artziyim. And that gives us a mordik chizik. A person says, it says a mordik in Parshas Bishalach. We see that if the Klal Yisrael went out from Mitzrayim, either way, on the way to go out, and if the roots, Vayim Bishalach Paru Yisroel, Velenuchu Velikim, and if the roots, Klal Yisrael was standing next to the Yam Suf, the Pasuk says that everybody was, they saw the Mitzrayim, Vayiris Mitzrayim, when they were, see it inside. Vedefer Mitzrayim Acharayim, they got scared. They see the Mitzrim. What's going on here? What was the Mitzrim? In Moshe Rabbeinu al Tiruis, Yatz v'Riyes, Es Yeshias Hashem. It says in the Amodik in the Kud, the Klal Yisrael Fuot, that after we got from Mitzrayim, so we finished, that's it. End. There isn't already no Mitzrim, no Yetzirore, no Nisyoines. We ended up with it, that's it. And now the iftar doesn't go a couple days, went over, and then they see again, oh, the Mitzrim is here. So they start to say, for Moshe Rabbeinu, it was already Tzitz Mitzrayim, it was already the 10 Makis, we was for sure that we ended up already with the Mitzrim. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, you make a mistake. Whatever Moshe, no, that's the avoid Hashem, that every time we don't finish, and then the Gemara says, Yitzro Shuludo Mischado Shulu B'chol Yoy, Yimevakish Amisoy. And there isn't such a thing of finishing. That's the void, that's the milchom in this world. It's the milchom of Bakish of Misa. Aber what? Aber vilmola kodesh boruch ilo yozro yeno yocholoi. Pshat is, that's what he says. Yisatz viri es eshiyas Hashem. Hashem iluchem luchem, ma'atem tachrishit. Pshat is, there is, if a bullet tire misayin oisoi, there is a siyate dishmai that a person could be matzliach if he wants. If you, Rabban Shalom gives him a mordik siyata nishmai, but the avoid is on nitzchus dikim milchome Yaakov Esav, that's a milchome tmidis, that gives the, that's the avoid in this world. It was a mordik maise that I heard it from the klirishn. A mordik maise that I think that is a mordik chizuk for what we're talking. A mordik in a kudi could be. It was now the, you know, Hashem Erachim, now there is a war in Eretz Yisrael, it's not, everybody knows what's going on. So Hashem Erachim, Shlem should help, so everybody should come back healthy to the house. It's not poshut, we need to daven. Everybody, the soldiers and everybody, I have a neighbor that he has a soldier that he told me we should daven for him. He can't sleep by night, it's not poshut. My parents, Gai Nahibel, says, the dark end, the yeah, should be, everything should be in the schus of the reform of the ganz klar is through the Melchizedek. So somebody told me a mordike mice like this. So a couple days before the war started, was Sukkis. So one of the Lubavitch Shlichim went into the one of the Yishuvim, one of the
villages,
one of the villages next to Mamish next to Azadir. And kids, he went in one of the places, the Hashem Yishmarayim, the people that are very, very far away from Torah and mitzvahs, that they have no connection, no nothing. He goes over to the guy and he tells him, you know, we want to take maybe a little of an esrig. So the guy tells him, I don't know what is it, I never didn't do it, not me, not my father, not my friends, never, I didn't get teached of it, nobody didn't teach me, it doesn't have no connection with me. And the kids started telling him, you know, Lulev, Lav Riches Ruiz, Tlulim Ruim, Mordik Soides, you know, every shockle in this room, it's Oile Meselioine, the kids. So it was great to him, he didn't talk to him, all the shine. The kids, he told him, he started to convince him again and again, and then it went. And really told him, you know what? You know, he said, for the picture. He give me a little bit of the Hesrik, make a picture. You know, for the picture, I should have a picture. Why not? A person takes a picture with a funny hat. A person takes a picture with a funny suit. You know what? For the picture. For the picture. He takes the little bit of the Hesrik. He takes out his phone, makes a picture, finish. Okay? Chag Sameach. End in the story. Top. Kitzur, he says a murdike, murdike zach. He says, I went Odei Yiftes Simchas Torah. In Vels Givur, how we say no?
It became, he heard.
He heard the news. He heard the news what happened, Hashem Yishmarayim, he heard that this person got killed. One of the 1,400 Hashem Yikondumam. It was one from the person that got killed. For he's very, very touched and very
upset.
Very, very upset. He thought to himself, listen, a person, he made for me a favor. I gave him a little venesing. He took a little venesing. I feel that I want to go to his levi. He comes to his house where we used to live. He sees something he didn't believe. He was thinking that, there you go. There isn't a levi? A levi from who? No levi, no nothing. We're not making Hashem Yishmarayim. I don't want to say over. We're not making no levi. He never didn't believe in levi. He never didn't believe. So what are you going to do? We're going to
cremate him.
Cremate. We want to cremate him, and that's it. There isn't no. So he said, "Oy vey, there is a shras a nefesh. There is a kaver. There is in all the everything that there is. It's like Yivah Moedik is that." He didn't believe in all the stories, the one who made him, and he never didn't believe in all these mices. It's very nice, but he never didn't believe in it. Bekitzer, and he starts to think, what we're doing here, you know, it's not poshut. Kever Yisrael, in all the Mordek and Miles. He remembered that he has in his phone, he has a picture from the Lulav and the Esrik. He takes it out. He said, why, he didn't believe in all these things? Never didn't believe?
Look
at the picture. He said, then it was for 10 years. It was for 3 days. This year, for a couple of days back, the guy took Lulav and Esrik. So his friends and the family, what? Why, he believed in all these things that he was lying on us? He was lying on us? He stamps told us that he didn't believe in all these things. He was lying on us? Oh, he was... It means that he had a connection in all the Mikitsa that he said, not something else. Kitsa, the person says, I arranged him, Otahare, and Mishnah, so here, Kaddish, Kever, Yisrael, everything, and the best thing, because one time, Lulav and Esrik, one time, that's a Rabunon, you know, it's not a Doraisi. You're not talking on Tfilin, but one time Lulav and Esrik makes a Murdike Roshim. That's a Gibaldike Chizik. We had each mitzvah in every Pu'ula that a person makes, that's a Murdike Zach for him himself. You see it, bli Sof in Chazal HaKdoshim. I mean, everywhere, every machshove, there is the Masa Loshen in the Zohar Kodesh in Parshas Trime, in Daf Kif Memalev, the Zohar Kodesh says, Les Re'ise Dis Avid. In English, there isn't no Rutzen. There isn't no will that a person wants that it goes Le'ibud. Adke Dekach, it says in Sefer Shomer Munim from Rabar Lerot, is masbir the Zohar Kodesh is a mordik zach. Push pshat is nashmash ma'azoi. But he says pshat is a zoi. A mordik zach. He says a person could chaz v'choli from when he was born till when he was dead. You never didn't do no mitzvah. And listen, a mordik zach. Never didn't do no mitzvah, no enough. He comes off the Beis Nishmale. In Beis Nishmale, you know, these oil mehemes, there isn't no chanufe, no, you know, from here, from there, and arrange me, and you know, kshurim, protectia, yeshoichad, and all the mehemes, you know. He says in all the languages. Well, what's no shaykh? He comes with him, Beis Nishmale, paskens, genem. Says the Shomer Munim, I'm already gesagt, before that they take him already to genem, if to the Beis Nishmale paskens, so does the Rebbeinu Shleilim that he is the Yedaya Machshuvois. He knows the feelings from a person that this Bezen Shemale doesn't know. Bezen Shemale does see, you know, mitzvahs, averis. We see the Rebbeinu Shleilim that he is the Yedaya Machshuvois from each one. So he checks. Even Meshach, the whole life, he had one time, a feeling one time, one good Machshava. To the Gehenim is that he doesn't go. To Gehenim already, that's it, he doesn't go. Stops. Geende b'shim oifnat. Andere zikuch. But one machshava already, he once was by Psalavaya from a friend, the other Psalavisa, no, Psalavisa, Psalavisa, to again, he was already not going to go. Unbelievable. Because one machshava toivo, one machshava toivo, not stam, it says in the Svari Munashir, that the ganze nafkemine, tzvishno shoyge, you know, meizid, what's the ganze nafkemine? It doesn't the head, it doesn't the machshava. It's the same pu'ulo. It's the same people in the ganze of Kemin is dust. It does in that chat is you could see how much each machshove from a person, less machshove the Savit Minai, mitzvah sriches kavune, mitzvah ein sriches kavune. We see so much halachas that the Torah is machshiv, every machshove and every kavune from a person. That also gives us a gewaltige, gewaltige chizuk. We line all the parshas from the Uvas HaKadoshim. It says in the Svasemes, he says, "What means that Yaakov taken Arvis?" So he says, "The Yaakov Vini that is also is meramis to us. Yaakov Vini is also meramis to each person, each Jew in Klal Yisrael. That Yaakov Vini went to Gulis. He didn't went to Gulis for himself. He went to Gulis for everybody from us. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo is telling him, "Ine noich imoch ishmartichu b'chol asher taylach kilo ezovchu ad asher imusisi ais asher dibalti loch." Pshat is a person is sleeping is misamel on ine from my ride from sleep. Yeah, from it's not when he's awake. That is in the koiches. Sleeping is meramez on the inner from my ride. In a fin in this matzav, the Rebbeinu Shlom says you should remember. Because the Medrash says, "Why mitzvah yachlem vina silim mitzvah olzav v'roisham argiya shemayim." But the Medrash says that it goes on the fear on the four gulis and gulis buvel first muda yuvon edoim. That was when roisham argiya shemayim Yaakov Vini said. So that's what vayiru vayoymal. He was afraid. What's going to be? My kids is going to have shvere. Maybe hard zmanim. Maybe hard times. So the Rebbeinu Shlom said, "No, you should remember, ki lo yezofchu. Ados shirim usis, yais asher dibalti loch." That a person should know that in every matzav the Rebbeinu Shlom is usim. It says in the Megala Amukis that vayetze is Rosh Tevis vayar Yaakov tziras aleph. Aleph, that's a lufi shaloylo. That what gave the Yaakov vini the koiches, gave him again, what gave him that he merely came in mudi. Yishmurani baderech asher ani oylech, that he was remembering the Rebbeinu Shlom in every matzav the Shavisi Hashem, that's a chizik for each one that you should know. I saw the Mordike Moshlem once was somebody, a person that used to have very good chavruse. I'm calling it a chavruse. He used to have a dog, you know. He used to go with the dog in each place that he used to go. Meshiv techu bevaiseichu, yvelech techu baderech, meshobuchu, yvkimeichu. The kids didn't could lozup, no?
Couldn't be separated.
He didn't could be separated from his chavrusa. Very good. Try. He gets a doggy. Gets one time, after years, one time, he had to, Hashem Yishmarani, he had to go into operation. He wanted to go into the operation. If we see, he came. He came with the chavrusa, with the doggy. He comes to the doctor with his doggy. The doctor says, he can't come into such a room. It needs to be strictly. It needs to be clean. It needs to be clean from everything. And he can't come with a dog. It doesn't make sense. He said, "There isn't. This is my chavrus. I can't get separated. I'm going in. Where's my doggy?" "I don't know. You need to sign on it." "Okay." He goes in with his doggy. And the doctor takes the knife and he starts to cut. The doggy says, he sees that there is the blood. So the dog started
barking,
make coilus, he broke him, started neviches, he started barking like gefährlich. What are you doing for my boss? He wanted to kill the doctor. The doctor said, "What are you doggy? What you want? I'm making for his favor. Why are you barking? I'm making it for him." "Yeah, but a head from a doggy. How come you're yelling at me?" So he says, "A mordi gezach." Says, "Adam, the Rebbeinu Shloim, somebody, the Rebbeinu Shloim makes for a person a satman a gviz operation, and we like a doggy. We start barking and yelling. This for you, it's for you, toy. I don't know what you want." That means in the pasuk, there is a pasuk. It says, "Diminu Elokim chasudeichu bekerav achuleichu. Diminu Elokim." Chasadecha bekerav echolecha. There's a diminu elikim And the demon says that the smid is a din. Look inside. Chasadecho bekerav v'cholecho. The chesed is beitzim in the vine. It's inside. Everybody knows that the kavone from parnuse, you need to be mechaven by the pasuk poiseyach es yodecho. So the sefer teivos is ches, tov, and endechov. It's also voisu ach sumayach. Also the sefer teivos. So the master that word is mechamez. I mean, so malich, but means so malich. But if you what we're talking about, that word we sayach es yodecho does yichotach cut. A person thinks chas v'cholil latim the panos gets cut and he doesn't understand that that is favor and that is good. That's the shem for panos. You should know. If you get cut from here, you think that chas v'cholil yavo b'shud yado efsed. You should know that that's everything. That's the toivo. The Ovis is teaching us emuna in every matzev. The Medrash says this week as Yaakov Vini, when he came to Lavan, he said eso aina eluurim al tikre hurim eluurim lemalfuna lemaabdunai. He said, my father when he came to take a shidduch for himself, so Eliezer Eved Avuram came here with saying
camels,
and everything was we called Tiva Doin of Yudo, and I'm don't have nothing, I'm coming like with nothing. So he said, Esu Ein El Urim, Al Dikri Urim El Oirim. So and then he says, no, I'm not gonna lose my emune. Ezri Meim Hashem Oisei Shemayim V'uretz. So Mordechai Chizuk, there is a ganze shtick l'shem Yishmila, don't we need to end already. But the Shem Yishmila in Masber, what was Yankov Vini? Why Yankov Vini didn't have the Mune? The Yankov Vini pshat is because he was thinking, there is a person who doesn't think. But Yankov Vini, because he was thinking, in his shat, so he made a chesh malpi, derech hateim, I don't know how the Bodhi Shulim could help me. In Findestenwegen, in Mikoa, in Findestenwegen was a mechazik, in deswegen was ich machazik ezrim im Hashem oizu shemayim v'uretz. That's also a limit for each one to know that the Rebbeinu Shlom is besos. Aside if we understand, aside if we don't understand, that's the parashas that teaches the Munah. Because that's God's Sefer Bereishis that we start to do of, that Sefer Yusho. It makes person they should know in the middle that the person lives with the Rebbeinu Shlom, so everything is okay. That gives him a givaldi koiches in the and yet the matzah v'shedadis yateh d'shmaya. Just one hand on a nice story. It's my Zayde. My Zayde, the Pittsburgh Rebbe, was also here for 40 years. 35. Something like this. Okay, so my father once walked in a taxi in America, and he saw something very, very interesting. He saw that next to the driver, there is another wheel, hege,
second driver.
A second driver. Kids, my grandfather went into the taxi. It was very interesting for him. Here's the taxi driver. What is this? So the taxi driver told you every time I travel with my kids, and my kids used to help me to drive. You know, they want to be be a part of it. Yeah, they want to be part of it. And they used to help me. And not a couple of times, Chaz B'Cholid HaSakuni had to make a left, and they used to make right, left. It was Hashem Yishmarayni B'Yatzilayni. So I said to myself, I'm going to make for them my own wheel, and they're going to drive, and they inform, if to that they do it, so they sit and they in this place in the drive in the after the failure in Baruch Hashem, everybody's enjoying. I'm enjoying my heel and they enjoying their heel. So if to my grandfather went off the taxi, he said that it was from a Mordechai Misraski that the Rebbeinu Shlom gives for each person in this world
a steering wheel,
or yeah. Anything that he makes and he does in a hin and a sitzich and a ganze asking and a ganze does, and when the mice say the Rebbeinu Shlom, he has the real heel, and he feels the person as if he's adapts and he gives him the dimion. Als ihm macht in Tit, in Sittitzach, in der ganze Hefze, in der ganze Bishas Meise. And he doesn't know that Rebbeinu Shlom, he feels the ganze Zadir, Neuslich und Koyach, Lass es Heil. So Rebbeinu Shlom should give us the gewaltige Chizuk, Tamvelo in Nishlam. I just want to get those excuse. My English, I need to fix it, Mr. Maybe I need to come here more. So maybe I need to come here more, maybe. Well, I hope the person, when he's here, the Teuchen. kol v'siyate b'shmaya, the Rebbeinu Shem should give for each one, that's a givaldig kiddush Hashem, that a person has time, so he comes to Torah, all week we work, but a minute, they say that if you want to know what's the shorish from a person, you should need to see what he do when he doesn't have what to do. If you want to know what's the mahus from somebody, look what he's doing, what he doesn't have what to do. So we see when person, when he has a couple minutes, so he runs to Torah, that's a gewaldige, gewaldige kiddush Hashem. That's an unbelievable, nice thing. So Rebbeinu Shlom should give for every one, or give a siyate bishmaye, in a sachat sloche, in naches from all the kids. In Mil Tashem, we should be together. Zusammen mit Mashiach, zit keine, bimayel, bimayini, umayin.
Umayin, schkoyach.